Let's talk a little bit about biometric security. Now, you may not know exactly what I mean when I say that, but chances are you've already used it in some form or another. In fact, if you've ever unlocked your phone using a fingerprint or had your computer open up the minute it recognizes your face, they're both forms of biometrics. Now, over at the CSIRO's Data 61 lab, who we've chatted to before, they've come up with something absolutely fascinating called kinetic energy harvesting, or KEH. It can do two things. One, it'll power small devices using your own motion when you move around, but also, and this is what's absolutely incredible to me, it can use that unique energy generation signature to verify your identity. Now, this is complex, but to help us make some sense of it, we've got Sarah Khalifa from Data 61 on the phone. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, firstly, how does KEH actually generate energy and about how much?
So, yeah, that's a very good question. So, actually, it depends on your motion, like how fast you walk, where you hold your device, is it in hand or leg, like as you attach or hold the device or the wearable closer to the body place, which is moving more, it will generate more energy. But generally, from human motion, it's in the range of milliwatts.
Of how much, sorry?
Milliwatts.
Milliwatts, so a little bit of that.
Yes.
So we're talking about it would keep, say, a wearable fitness device up and running, but it's not going to keep your phone charged all day.
Yeah, but at least currently this is the current technology, but actually like there is a huge work working to improve the materials, trying to maximize the amount of power generated from human motion. So like currently it wouldn't charge, like fully charge your mobile phone, but at least it will improve the battery life.
It's really that's quite remarkable. Now, the identity verification is interesting because you're not actually looking at the way someone walks per se. You're looking at the way the energy is generated.
Exactly. That's actually the novelty part of our work. So we know like everyone walking styles is different or you have a walking signature. But does the energy generated from your walking still has the signature or not? That's what we have found.
And so, go on. You've got great results out of it, haven't you?
Yes, we were able to achieve 95% accuracy, like authentication accuracy, and we were able to reduce energy consumption by 78%. And in fact, those two numbers are going to improve. Because as you mentioned right now, we use kinetic energy harvesting as a technique to do power harvesting as well as user authentication. So currently we are using a single axis kinetic energy harvesting device. But we are working on a multi-axial, which has multiple axial to harvest the energy from human motion as well as do the authentication. So we will have three sources of information to do that. So I assume that we will be able to improve that even 95% accuracy.
And I imagine because the device is always with you, it can learn more and more about
Exactly. So that's really the trick about it. It's even more secure about passwords because it's working continuously and in the background of your phone. So all the time it's trying to authenticate you.
Now, Sarah, where do you see some of the applications for this?
So, yeah, there is huge applications here, actually. It's like on your mobile device, replacing passwords, on securing your health data. It could be even used by insurance companies to make sure that your health data is from you, not from someone else. I was having actually another radio interview, and it comes to me like through that interview that it could be used by even governments as a signature of users. So now they are using voice signature to authenticate users through like the phone or something. So in the airport, for example, if you connect your wearable devices to the network of an airport, it could be used to authenticate users in the airport.
That is amazing. So it's an absolutely fascinating piece of research. I think just the energy generation would have been enough, but getting both together is incredible. Thank you for walking us through it. I know it's a complex topic, and I feel like I know a lot more about it now. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.